Proverbs 31. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy which his mother taught him. What, my son? And what the son of my womb? And what, O my son of my desires? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways which is to destroy kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink. Lest he drink and forget the decree, and change the judgment of all the children of affliction. Give ye strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto them that have grief of heart. Let him drink, that he may forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all the children of destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and judge the afflicted and the poor. Who shall find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above the pearls? The heart of her husband trusteth in her, and he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good, and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and laboreth cheerfully with her hands. She is like the ships of merchants. She bringeth her food from afar. And she ariseth while it is yet night, and giveth the portion to her household, and the ordinary to her maids. She considereth a field, and getteth it. And with the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She feeleth that her merchandise is good. Her candle is not put out by night. She putteth her hands to the wheel, and her hands handle the spindle. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, and putteth forth her hands to the needy. She feareth not the snow for her family, for all her family is clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself carpets, fine linen, and purple is her garment. Her husband is known in the gates, when he sitteth with the elders of the land. She maketh sheets, and selleth them, and giveth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor is her clothing, and in the latter day she shall rejoice. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and the law of grace is in her tongue. She overseeth the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up, and call her blessed. Her husband also shall praise her, saying, Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou surmountest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vanity, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. God bless, and carry on.